The 2004 Olympics occurred in Athens, Greece. In Athens, in 2004, there were 11,099 athletes from 202 countries throughout the world. And maybe some of you remember Misty May, the U.S. team, who dominated in volleyball, or the basketball dream team that I guess for some reason wasn't all that good. They couldn't even get gold. But my personal favorite, which my wife and I always love to watch, are the gymnastics. And for the Summer Olympics, it was estimated that there were 4 billion viewers. That's billion with a B. And when you hear that number, you can only imagine that everyone loves the Olympics. But strangely enough, would you believe the Jewish world fought against gymnasiums in the Olympics in the days of Hanukkah? Jason, who's Hellenized, built a gymnasium across the street from the Holy Temple, the Beit HaMikdash. Which leads us to today's discussion, the discussion of Hanukkah, and the true purpose and true war against the Avadim, the Syrian Greeks. On this holiday of Hanukkah, we remember when the Avanim forbade us from engaging ourselves in spiritual pursuits. Torah study was prohibited. We know that the Avanim also believed in Avodah Zarah and idolatry and foreign gods. If this is the case, why were they so against our spiritual growth? It would seem logical to promote religion in one's culture, one's country, since the universal beliefs of religion generally stress the importance of other people's property and of one's well-being. Perhaps this would make a person a better citizen and easier to handle. Why then were the Greeks so against us practicing our beliefs? And as we mentioned, the origin of the Olympics dates back to the Avanim. But apparently, as the story goes, it's against Jewish philosophy. But at the same time, we know in the Torah stresses the value of remaining healthy and keeping in shape. In fact, this is one of the times the Torah says, "Ushmartim od nafshoseichem." You have to protect and guard yourself very, very much. Taking good care of yourself, being healthy, eating right, and exercise. How then is the Olympics against Torah philosophy? In this week's Parsha, Parshat Vayeshev, we find the brothers are jealous of Yosef because of the Ksonet Pasim, the garment given by their father Yaakov to Joseph, and also of Yosef's dreams. But we have to remember that when we're talking about the founders of Klal Yisrael, the Shvatim, the tribes, we can't say that they had a character trait, a negative one, that they were just jealous for no good reason. Certainly they must have felt that they had a legitimate reason to have such strong feelings against their own flesh and blood, Yosef. I'd like to focus today on this midah, this character trait of jealousy. Why is it viewed as such as a negative trait? Sometimes jealousy promotes challenge and gives one the ability to strive for more in their life. Why then is it a midah ra, a negative characteristic? In fact, The Mishnah in Perkei Avot, in Ethics of Our Fathers, states that kina is motzin et ha'adam min ha'olam, takes a person from this world. It seems a little bit harsh for someone who is jealous that he's killed, that he's taken out of the world. After all, this person could have fulfilled all the mitzvot in the Torah. So why is it a person with a little bit of jealousy? Motzin et ha'adam min ha'olam. To answer these questions, I'd like to share with you a famous story that most of you perhaps have already heard. But I believe that this story really explains the whole message of what it is to be a Jew and the Jewish philosophy against that of the Yavanim. It once happened that there were Talmidim, the students came to visit their great rabbi, Rav Tovia. And they saw that he was distraught. He was extremely upset on his deathbed. And the students approached their beloved teacher and they asked, "Why are you so upset? You're a great tzaddik. You're a holy man. Are you worried that in Olam Haba, in the world to come, you will be asked, why weren't you Moshe Rabbeinu?" And the teacher looked with his frail body in his eyes, and he said, "No, I'm not concerned that they're going to ask me that question." "So what is it, my teacher? Are you afraid that they will ask you, why, Rav Tovia, did you not become an Avraham Avinu, the next Abraham?" And he looked at his students and again responded, "I'm not concerned of that either." "What then?" the students asked. "Are you so concerned about?" And Rav Tovia looked at them square in the eyes and responded, "I worry that they'll ask me, Rav Tovia, why weren't you Rav Tovia? And to that, I did not have an answer to such a question." In life, we're constantly judging ourselves by looking at what other people have and what other people don't have. We're constantly trying to keep up with the Joneses. But this is not a true measure of one's success, because every person has different abilities and different strengths. The true litmus test and measuring stick is comparing yourself to yourself. Your goal in life is to utilize and to realize your potential, not someone else's. And this is the idea of why kinna, jealousy, is motzin et ha'adam min ha'olam, removes a person from this world. Because when someone is jealous, you're so busy focusing on what someone else has and what you don't have. But that has no relevance to your life. By having this lack of focus, you're losing the opportunity to focus on your skills, on that which you have, to be able to refine yourself. This is the midah of jealousy that takes you out of this world. You lose the focus of self-improvement and self-refinement, and therefore, you have no opportunity to grow as a person. Now perhaps we can explain the concept of the original Olympics. Originally, its goal was to simply do better than the next team or the next person. Although you may win, you may not have done as well as you could. In fact, one of our fastest runners of our time, his name is Michael Johnson. Michael Johnson was an incredibly fast runner. But one time, he lost a race in a terrible fashion. Apparently, he knew that he was going to lose, and therefore he stopped in the middle and didn't complete the run. Now, of course, if I was also there, and I was running against him on that day, as slow of a runner, or maybe fast walker that I am, I would have beat him. But you know what? That does not say a thing about my abilities. It doesn't show that I have skills because I beat someone else. You see, there's nothing wrong with exercising and staying fit. On the contrary, it's a very important thing to do. However, the focus needs to remain on our own self-improvement, not just outdoing my opponent. This is against our philosophy, that we must instead focus on ourselves to refine our own actions. What's most interesting is that in the Olympics, they have the torch that is constantly brought throughout the world. And what do they do? What do they place on the head of the victor? They place olive branches on the winner of the competition. We also have a flame, and we also have olives. But instead, we take that flame and we light our Chanukiah, our menorah. We squeeze the olives to produce oil for kindling the flame of Hanukkah. The difference is clear. We use these things to improve our own spiritual well-being and to be able to be as good as we possibly can be. This is the message of Hanukkah, that it's our job to reach our potential and just be yourself. Good Shabbos.